Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
My fingerprint in the valley, there is confidence in the shadow. I will be your strength, one thing's for sure, I am your Lord.
Yes, I am.
Glory to God in the highest. Amen. That was a beautiful song by Travis Green and Stephanie Gretchinger titled Good and Loved. I hope you were blessed by that song. Amen. You're welcome back. And here's God's word for the 22nd day in March 2024. God is full of compassion. Amen. The opening scripture is from Psalm chapter 78 verses 37 to 39. Their hearts were disloyal to him, and they were unfaithful to his covenant, and yet he was compassionate. He forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. He often restrained his anger and did not unleash his full wrath. He remembered that they were but flesh, a passing breeze that does not return. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for a beautiful day that you have made, and we thank you for the life that you have given us to see this 22nd day in March 2024. We are grateful for good health and strength, for waking us up strong, hale and hearty. We also are grateful for your word that you have sent to us today. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding as we receive it with grateful hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. The English Standard Version rendering of Lamentations chapter 3 verses 22 and 23 says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Indeed, the mercies of God are infinitely inexhaustible because he keeps renewing them every morning. The interesting thing about God's mercies is that they are multifaceted in operation, covering every aspect of our lives. I believe that the reason for pluralizing the mercy of God in above scripture is because the mercy that makes God to spare a thief who was condemned to die is different from the mercy that he shows to a saint whose time of favor has come. Hallelujah. I believe that God dispenses diverse mercies to different people depending on their peculiar situations, conditions, or circumstances. For example, the thief on the cross received mercy and escaped eternal damnation, whereas Epaphroditus was shown mercy, which brought healing to him from a possible terminal disease, and Apostle Paul was shown mercy to spare him from more sorrows. Hallelujah. The message I'm trying to convey is that irrespective of your present condition, situation, or circumstance, God has inexhaustible mercies and hence can reach out to you and deliver you because he is full of compassion. Hallelujah. Our theme scripture is a classic illustration of God's compassions. Even though the hearts of his chosen people became so disloyal to him that they intentionally became unfaithful to his covenant, he did not punish them according to their sins, but instead restrained his anger and forgave them. Beloved, the fact that God is full of compassion should not be seen as a license to misbehave or engage in reckless living. However, whatever you might have done has already been done, and you cannot undo it by yourself. So, instead of running away from God because of your sins or wrongdoings, you are counseled to come to God with a broken spirit and a contrite heart, because his mercies will not allow him to ignore you or despise you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, God. In Psalms chapter 51 verse 17, David said, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." Beloved, while it is true that sin is devastatingly destructive and can set a person against the purposes of God for his or her life, never see yourself as being too sinful or too unworthy to approach God, irrespective of what you might have done, because God is too full of compassion to discard you permanently. Therefore, no matter how far away you might have gone, I entreat you to come boldly to the throne of grace so that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in your time of need. Shalom. Amen. Let us pray together, believers. Say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I am sorry for the many times that I have offended you and grieved the Holy Spirit through my words and actions. Please forgive me and deliver me from the consequences of my sins. I receive grace to live a life that is worthy of my calling. In Jesus' name, and all God's children say, Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Port Harcourt, Rivers State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Mac Brock singing, I Am Loved. Hallelujah. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
With open arms, how can this be? My guilt is undone, my past is untethered. And I leave it behind and run to my Father. There is no disappointment in
I'm changing everything. Father.